And he is with us now. It is Rob Bramblett, longtime radio voice of Auburn Tigers Athletics, on the call tomorrow. Rod, thanks for coming on today. How are you?
Doing great.
All right, Rod. Everyone always wants to know about this call.
35-40, 45-50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my gosh.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight. Holy cow.
And that wasn't even – that was the craziest play that you called all season, Rob. But you think about the Georgia game that year. You were in some crazy games that season. What was that season, especially that game as a whole, like for you to call as the Auburn broadcaster?
Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, just 2 weeks earlier, you'd had the crazy finish against Georgia with Ricardo Lewis catching the deflection and Auburn coming from behind. And really, that call was more of a desperation play. It was fourth down. If Auburn doesn't convert, that game is over. You know, in that Iron Bowl, you know, missed field goal, okay. Couldn't run it back. Okay, you're still headed to overtime. You didn't know what was going to happen. But that was a magical year. And you know, it's kind of weird. And I know Auburn folks around here are hoping the same thing happens this year. That season was turned on a loss against LSU. And after Auburn lost to LSU, I guess it was about the third week of the season. They kind of figured it out. And ran the table after that and got all the way to the championship game at the end. But those two games, that game in particular, you know, was one of the just best games. Without the ending, it was one of the best, if not the best, Iron Bowl ever played because of the fact that it was headed to overtime. All that was riding on it, a division title, a trip to the SEC championship game, and eventually a trip to the national championship game. So, yeah, it's going to be hard for all those ingredients to come together again, and including that kind of finish. It'll be tough to top that one.
Yeah, I remember my stepmom's in the other room as I'm watching that game. She grew up an Alabama fan, and she is just hysterical. She's like, I cannot believe what I just watched. That was unbelievable finish. I want to talk to you about Gus Malzahn. He, I think, is one of the most underrated coaches in college football. Do you think Auburn fans respect him enough for what he's done for the Tigers?
You know, that's a great question. If they don't, and I think they do, but if they don't, or if a percentage of them don't, however you want to put it, they should. Because you think about it, and you look at his winning percentage, and it's among the best ever at Auburn. You know, I think part of it is maybe his personality. I mean, he's not a, you know, I mean, you look at Auburn's basketball coach and Bruce Pearl, and man, he is out there, and he is, I mean, you know, you see him all the time, and he's a real promoter, and Coach Malzahn is not a promoter. He is a good, really good football coach. He's an X's and O's guy. He's an offensive genius. He's a whale of a football coach, but he's not the type that's going to be out in front of the camera all the time. And you know, maybe that has something to do with it. But, you know, what he's done here in this era, and this is something that, you know, Auburn folks may not want to hear, but it's something you kind of got to sit back, take a breath, and realize to be the truth. This is a tough time to be in the SEC West. You look at what Alabama's doing, and they are terrific. Nick Saban is just incredible. They've recruited so incredibly well. They are in the hunt every year. What they've done is incredible. And yet Gus Malzahn has beaten him in 2013. And in 2017, he beat him. And it wasn't even – the score was not as close as the game itself. I mean, it was Auburn really dominated the fourth quarter of that game and dominated the game. So I think if you step back and really evaluate it in the era that we're in right now, and Arkansas knows this, they're in the West. My gosh, they know how tough this division is. I think it's pretty amazing what Gus Malzahn has done and will continue to do. This is a good football team. They lost to LSU. They didn't play very well, made some mistakes. But this is still a very good Auburn football team.
Rod Bramblett joining us. He's the radio voice of Auburn Tigers Athletics. And, you know, you look in the SEC West, And there's so much talk about really, this is a great division for quarterbacks right now with Tua and Kellen Mond. Joe Burrow looked like he might have come out a little bit last week at Jordan-Hare. Nick Fitzgerald, Jordan Tamu. I want to ask, where does Jarrett Stidham fit in as far as his importance to the success of the offense compared to maybe some of the other names I'd mentioned there?
Well, I think he's very important because he's a facilitator. You know, he's not a Cam Newton. He's not a Nick Marshall in the sense where he can kind of load you up and win a game with his legs. It's not that he's a drop back quarterback by any stretch of the imagination. He can move around. He's mobile, but he's not a speedster. He's not a big, physical, strong runner. But he's a guy that understands the offense, can put Auburn into situations, must put Auburn into situations offensively where they could be successful. Gus Malzahn has given him more leeway in terms of calling the game himself, changing plays. There's a lot of trust in Jarrett Stidham. So for Auburn offensively to perform well, you know, Jarrett Stidham must perform well. Now, for him to do that, it's just not completely on his shoulders. Right now, the Auburn offensive line must get better. It must get more consistent with its execution because up front, if you're not getting what you need from the guys up front, it's awful hard for even the most talented quarterback to have consistent success at this level. But, yeah, I think Jarrett Stidham is very, very important to this offense. It really runs through him and his decision-making if he's given time.
You mentioned that you're looking for improvement on the offensive line. You got a couple of really dynamic freshman runners in Shivers and Booby Whitlow. And if you're Auburn, I mean, you're usually a physical club looking to run the ball, and these two look like they could do damage for a long time there on the Plains.
Yeah, they're very impressed. Yeah, very impressed with those two guys, Jatarvius Booby Whitlow. How cool is it that Booby is his nickname? I mean, my gosh. I mean, you can't get anything. I mean, really. I mean, come on. I mean, get away with saying that when you're excited and calling a touchdown is the greatest thing ever. And then Sean, his nickname is Worm. So, I mean, you got Booby and Worm in the backfield, and that's awesome. It's a couple of the best nicknames Auburn's ever had. But those two guys are very good. Sean is a guy that is a little smaller, but he's strong. He's very strong. Jatarvius Whitlow, Booby Whitlow, is a little bigger back. I think as time goes along, he'll remind people a little bit more of Kerryon Johnson that just left. But it's a nice 1-2 punch. And listen, a guy that hasn't seen a ton of action but is a speed kind of guy is Cam Martin. I mean, he was the number one guy coming out of preseason practice, so don't count him out either. He's a guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield and has some speed. He doesn't have the physical nature to his running that Whitlow or Sean has, but he's very talented himself. So the potential is there, and we've seen in the past with Coach Malzahn team, sometimes it takes about 3-4 games for whatever reason. I don't have an answer for him to kind of find that the feature back and then that complementary back. It's starting to look like that's Jatarvius and Sean.
Rod, Jarrett was the most impressive guy I talked to at SEC Media Days. Talked to him a little bit about Will Hastings because I'm from Little Rock and there's that Little Rock connection. Looking at the great quarterbacks Auburn's had with Nick Marshall and Cam Newton, where does he compare amongst those two?
Well, I'll tell you, it's tough to compare him to those two in terms of type of quarterback because I don't think he's that type of quarterback. But in terms of his importance to the team and his ability to make plays and run the offense, you know, I think he really is just as good. You know, Cam was such an incredible athlete and physical specimen at that position. He could play at less than his best, and still you're like, wow, what did I just watch? Nick Marshall was the same way. He could play in a different way. He was a little more shifty and a little faster than Cam, and probably actually at that stage of the game, probably had a little better arm than Cam Newton did, although there would be some argument there. And he, too, could make a bad play look good. Jarrett Stidham's not that kind of quarterback. Jarrett's the kind of guy with a strong, accurate arm, mobile enough, great leader. Not that the other two guys weren't, because they were. But he is not, and it's not. He's not even a game manager. I'm not even going to use that term, because he is a playmaker. He just does it in a different way than those two guys, Cam and Nick, did. But in terms of importance and where he rates in terms of his importance to the offense, I think he's right there, just at the same level as those two guys.
Rod Bramble is with us. He's the play-by-play guy for the Auburn Tigers radio broadcast. Rod, I've never been to Toomer's Corner. I've never been to Jordan-Hare Stadium. What is it that atmosphere like after a big Auburn win such as an Alabama win?
Well, yeah, you know, I can tell you what it's like in the stadium, because of that's the one bad thing about this job. Well, yeah, maybe the one bad thing about this job is you don't get to see Toomer's Corner while it's being rolled. You're working. But when you're in that stadium, particularly for a night game, the energy level is incredible. And listen, you know, when you're winning and playing well anywhere, just about anywhere in the SEC, particularly the West, I mean, it's going to be a phenomenal atmosphere. But there is something special. I wish I could tell you why or what for and all that, why it just seems to be, you know, maybe a little bit better than most. The student section is incredible. They're engaged. The production on game day. When I say production, the video board, the music, the band, everything's coordinated so well. I would compare it to. I'll tell you what I would compare it to. I think that the game day production, which creates that energy at Auburn, is very much on par with what I see when I come to Fayetteville and Bud Walton Arena. I've always thought the way they put on a show there in terms of a basketball game is among the best in the country. And it's that way at Auburn. I think that type of thing also gets the crowd engaged even more. So it is a special place. It really is, but there are a lot of special places in the SEC, but this one would be right up there.
I want to close, Rod, on the mindset for Auburn after the loss to LSU, which it looked like they had maybe not wrapped up, but an opportunity to, and certainly the way that that last drive went down, a couple of penalties and a long field goal at the end. I think everybody in Arkansas has probably used the term angry to describe the team that they expect to see at Auburn tomorrow. What has the mindset been for the Auburn Tigers as you've been around them this week following the loss to LSU?
I don't think angry is the right word. I know that's an easy one to go to, but with Coach Malzahn, Chip Lindsey on the offensive side, defense coordinator Kevin Steele, I think very focused, very purposeful in their practices this week. I think Coach tries to keep things at an even keel, win or lose. He talked about it on his weekly show last night with us. He said, listen, we have a 24-hour rule. I know everybody says they have one. He said, but we have one. We first 24 hours is designed to, all right, let's look back, figure it out, win or lose, what we need to do better. Not what we did well, what we need to do better after a win or a loss. And then they turn the page, and that's what they focus on in the week of practice. So I don't think there's that roller coaster of emotions that fan us as fans or maybe even broadcasters of our school maybe go through. I think it's more even keel, but I do think that Auburn's going to come into this game very focused, because there are areas where they must get better if they're to make a run in this season. And I think they're going to be very focused up front. I think they're going to be very focused in the secondary. I think they're going to be very focused in just their attention to detail as they take the field tomorrow night, because they must. I mean, they have to. If you linger and look back in this league, you're going to get really embarrassed after a loss, and I just don't see that happening in terms of Auburn lingering and looking back and letting it affect them in a way where they come out and play angry. I think they'll come out and play focused.
Rod, we'll let you go with that. Really appreciate you joining us today as you get prepped for tomorrow's Arkansas Auburn game. He'll be on the call on the Auburn Tigers Radio Network, longtime Tigers radio voice, Rod Bramblett. Have a great call tomorrow, and looking forward to seeing you sometime during baseball season.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Take care.